Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. For such a time as this, my gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you again today, thankful for your blessings, for your love, for your grace, and your mercy. We know that we are completely unworthy. But, oh Jesus, you are our hope in all things, all times, on those mountaintops and in those valleys of our lives. Again today, I ask you, Father, for your protection and your care and your watch over President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. May you guide them with your wisdom and surround them with good counsel, men and women who are in your word and close to you. Protect them physically, Father, and I ask that you be with their families and keep them safe as well. I pray for my listeners, Lord, each day. I wouldn't be here without them. And I thank you. And I ask that you bless each one of their lives. Whatever they're going through right now, let them know you are their hope. You are their salvation, and this too shall pass. I ask that you be with my sponsors. May CSE Talk Radio help to make them prosper. And in turn, Lord, I ask that you be with CSE Talk Radio to make it successful as a network, not necessarily for the money, but Lord, we do need the money to pay the bills. We ask that you will show me the way. Lead us to the right places. There are those out there that need CSC Talk Radio. And I ask that you will help us to connect and help one another as well as this nation. Again, Father, for such a time as this, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Friday, and we are under snow here in mid-Missouri, and it's still snowing. I think we're supposed to get a couple more inches. The trees are absolutely beautiful. The roads, not so much. Not so much. It is slick out there. It is very, very slick. Well, my comment today, or my question today, is they constantly get it wrong, yet they constantly get reelected. If there's anything that President Donald Trump has done, it's revealed who these people really are. They've been hiding behind crazy policies. They've been hiding behind their suits and their ties. They've been hiding behind their lies. But you should be able to see those now. After watching painstakingly, I watched not all of it. I can't here in the office, and I have other things in my life going on as well. But I've been watching these hearings and impeachment as the House is pleading their case against the president. And I caught them in many lies. But if you never believed in fake news, surely you do now. If you've watched any of this and heard any of Schiff's, I mean, the other day I had to mute him. 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours of just going on and on and on. You know, they say people, they say that your ability to listen and absorb is only about 20 minutes. At the most. You know, that's kind of a joke. So why do the preachers go 30 or 45 minutes or more? You know, they get all fired up. But your attention span, even as adults, is not 2.5 hours. And you can't say, you can't speak for 2.5 hours without repeating yourself. And you do have to repeat yourself. That's how people remember. Or I have to repeat myself because I didn't remember what I said. But the left to the media, the left to freedom media, the mainstream media or the CNN, MSNBC, and those, they were praising Adam Schiff. Oh, it was wonderful. He did an awesome job. He was a virtuoso. And I'm thinking, well, if you didn't believe in fake news before, you surely believe in it now. You're not buying that story, are you? If you listened to him for 2.5 hours, you're not buying that story that it was some virtuoso. It won't be a virtuoso for the others either, I dare say, if it's 2.5 hours long. But he wasn't done at 2.5 hours. That's the sad part. They've gone on for 3 days now. I think they're stuck. They just popped up. I saw another video. I think Schiff's at it again. Well, we laugh and we cry and we scream and we get angry. Yet, we keep reelecting these people. We think, oh, it's just politics. But it's not just politics. It's your life that they're playing chess with. Well, they're really not playing chess. They're playing poker, only they've got the deck stacked. Because they've got all the... They make all the rules. They make all the laws. And they want to be the ones who elect a president. Now, if you were listening to any of this, I don't care who you are. When you have a representative get in front of Senate and the cameras and say, we have to impeach this president. We cannot rely on an election. You see, people, you already made that mistake once, and they're not about to let you make it again. So Schiff goes on and he tells the Senate, I wasn't even going to go down this road, but since I'm there, Schiff gets up and he tells the Senate, and all those who are listening, and the cameras, and you if you're listening, that if Trump gets reelected, it's because he cheated. Now, there is more evidence coming out that this is the opposite of the truth. They have no evidence that it's true, first of all. And if you believe it's true, then you didn't read the document. If you read the document and that's what you read in it, it's because that's what you wanted to read. It's amazing to me how people want to hate someone. I got a little bit chuckled. I'm probably going to quote this incorrectly, but you'll get the idea. I heard a Bloomberg, I'm sorry, he pronounces it Blumberg, commercial this morning on the radio as I was getting ready to come to the office here in the studio. And it was Michael Douglas, you know, that actor guy, that was promoting him. He's known him for years, and he tells of all the accomplishments, and he's had many accomplishments in his life, Bloomberg. He's a very successful businessman. Not without a few scandals hither and yonder. But he's a very successful man. Very, 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 very wealthy. And Mike makes the comment that this is our lives. That he represents our lives. What are lives, Mike? Do you live like Beth? You don't live like Beth. You haven't got a clue what it's like to not know how you're going to pay the bills at the end of the month. You haven't got a clue about getting your hands dirty. But I haven't done that lately. I haven't gotten in the dirt lately. Not that kind of dirt. Just political dirt. You know, folks, they don't like you. Rule America. You're the deplorable. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. The number is 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's not Free for All Friday, but I didn't say that. We have Roger, and he's going to vary from our conversation. Roger, how are you today?
Oh, just one thing I wanted to comment for everybody. The best thing about this amendment is that along with its removal process, impeachment, as long as it continues, Trump will not be shot dead like JFK was. That's one good thing about it.
That's probably true.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? But that's a case that I've been cynical ever since Kennedy was shot dead by our own government. I want to say that one other thing, that Charles Krautheimer, before he passed away, he was a well-respected, well-known. Every time I heard from him, I learned something. Yeah, he said he didn't like Trump. But after he evaluated him, did a top-level evaluation, he said, wow, Trump is exactly what we need. He's a pragmatist. A pragmatist is a person who has simple solutions to major problems. He's a problem solver.
He doesn't do it on emotions. He does it with practical considerations. He's hard-headed, which is what we need right now. Anybody that had any kind of narrow shoulders would not have withstand all that this man has gone through. And his family. I feel sorry for his family, but I think he's they're not being guarded as far as from the news, but I think he's taking care of them. So, anyway, I appreciate the call, Roger.
Thank you. Yes, they are.
Yeah. I don't always agree with them, though. But thank you, Roger. I don't always agree with Ivanka. I think she's a beautiful woman. I think she's very smart. But she wants to lean on the social side, and I don't agree with that. And the first thing she did when Trump was the nominee from the Republican Party was during the convention, she got up and told what she would do, what she wanted to see happen. And that was for women and the children, and to provide more for them, more time off, more paid leave, more this, more that, more daycares, blah, blah, blah. People don't have to be responsible for anything anymore, do they? Government's got to pay for it all. Ivanka's wrong with that. But it looks like Daddy's going to let her keep pushing that agenda. I want to go back to what we're seeing happen. And I want to say that if our founding fathers, I'm sure they're just rolling over in their graves right now, listening to Shifty Shifts. If our founding fathers would have had the same attitude that we have today about thinking that all of our noise and everything, it makes no difference, we'd still be property to the King of Great Britain. But when you stop and think about it, it would seem today that many people are okay and satisfied to be subjects to King DC. Adam Schiff is a shyster. I think they're all really shysters in reality. They're all telling us things that aren't true. They make promises when they run for offices that they're not going to fulfill. But President Donald Trump has tried to do that. And I think some of the problems are deeper than the man can fix. He is doing his best with a lot of obstructions in the way. You see, he didn't obstruct Congress. Congress has obstructed this president. He doesn't even have all of the positions filled yet in his office because of Congress. And whatever happens with this impeachment, it's not going to be over. Because they have promised us they're going to continue to use your money to investigate this president, and they're going to find something in his past, or they're going to frame him and make it up, and they're going to continue this mess at the cost of the American people. Why do we keep electing them? For those of you listening in the state of California, you may not be in their districts, but the state of California, now stop and think about this. We've been seeing pictures, but the state of California has one-third of all the homeless in America. Yet Pelosi has served you for 28 years. Just how long has he been your representative? Maxine Waters, she won't even live in her district. All of them have beautiful homes with fences around them, bars to keep you out. Because you see, they are your governors and your governesses. And they will make the decisions. Let them eat cake, so to speak. Remember back in the 2016 election, during the campaign? I know it's difficult. It's difficult to even go back there because it's so ugly. And this one's going to be even uglier. But in the 2016 elections, nobody liked President Donald Trump or candidate Donald Trump at that time. Nobody. The Republicans for sure didn't want him as their nominee. And many of them fought it. There was, if you'll remember, we've laughed at the Democrat Party because they've had so many candidates, but so did the Republicans back then. They had like, I think they started out with 17 or more. I mean, the stage was full. It was huge, huge. One by one, Trump took them down. And I can't see one person that's running right now on this stage in the Democrat Party that could even come close to debating with President Donald Trump. What are they going to do? Just stand there and say, you're a racist? You're a sexist? You're a homophobe? All right, what are they going to do? Because they can't go on their policies. They've done nothing. Elizabeth Warren has done nothing.
So, might say she's done worse than nothing.
She's done worse than nothing. So I have a little story here about Elizabeth Warren. It's a true story. It really happened in Iowa. And by golly, I shake this man's hand. I'd give him a big old hug if he was here. That this gentleman went up to her in Iowa. And he says to Elizabeth Warren, my daughter is in school. I saved all my money just to pay student loans. Can I have my money back? And she kind of chuckled at him. He says, of course not, Warren said. So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed. She was taken back. I watched this video, and I've got it on the show's Facebook page, so you can watch it too. It's difficult for Warren to respond to that. This guy goes on, and he's getting pretty heated up. He's getting warmed up, I should say. He says, my buddy had fun. He bought a car. He went on vacation. I saved my money. He made more money than I did. I worked a double shift, working to get extra money. And he said, my daughter's been working since she was 10 years old. He says, you're laughing. He's pointing at Warren. I believe it was a little bit of a nervous laughter because she didn't know what the heck she was going to say to come back because there's nothing she could say. He said, that's exactly what you're doing. You're laughing. We did the right thing and we get screwed. And he walked off. He did the right thing. And the people who are doing the right thing are losing it. They're losing out. Rudy's got something to say.
You should still do the right thing, folks. You might get screwed, but you should still do the right thing.
It's always right to do the right thing.
Absolutely.
You know, she can't answer that. What did she say? She said, well, thank you. Thank you for your comment or something. I don't know. She didn't know what to say. You know why she didn't know what to say? Because he was right. And those are the people they hate. Joe Biden says that the DACA students are more deserving than Americans born and raised here. They're more deserving. They're more American than you are. Oh, really? Tell me, why do these people still get elected? Why is anybody supporting Joe Biden? He's as dirty as they come. He's a cheater. He's been a cheater all his life. Remember the scandalous time when he was found out that he plagiarized himself through college? Why do we elect these people? They're crooks. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am concerned about the American people. And I'll tell you what, I do not have a lot of faith in the Senate. I don't think they're stupid enough. Of course, they said that of the American people. I don't think they're stupid enough to impeach this president. I think they are power hungry enough for that. Because they know, the Republicans, that he's the best thing that happened to them in a long time as far as getting reelected. However, the swamp is a circle pond. It's not just one side or the other. And what we have been witnessing for the last 3 years, you know, at first I was a little upset. Why isn't he draining the swamp? Well, this is what draining the swamp looks like. The swamp creatures are angry, and they're going to go get this guy one way or another. Now, it has come out this week, and I believe you'll hear more confirmation of it as it goes on, and maybe even in these hearings, I don't know. But the Department of Justice has confirmed that at least two of the FBI's four FISA warrants were not valid. Now, see, when these visa warrants, or VISA, or however you call it, warrants are issued, they have to be substantiated, validated. It has to be no doubt. But that wasn't the way it was. And they're coming out with the facts that not only were they not validated, they knew they were false and did it anyway. Now, you can hate the president all you want to, but these were done against an American person. The one who's in the most popular right now is Carter Page, and he is suing. And he will win because, well, his is one of them. They had no reason to go after this guy. But they did it to get Trump. And it didn't work. Everything they've done didn't work. We watched a cartoon this morning. I told I told Rudy, get that video on the Facebook page. So we're going to try to. I wish we could get it on the website. That would be awesome if we could figure out how to do that. When I say we, I mean you.
I'm all over it.
It's a Looney Tune cartoon with the Roadrunner who is supposed to be Trump, and Wile E. Coyote genius, you know, virtuoso, Schiff. And it is hysterical. That's what the American people love. They love the Roadrunner. No matter what Wile E. Coyote Schiff does, the Roadrunner is ahead of him. He's ahead of the game. Now, to be quite honest, I'm not sure Trump's always ahead of the game. Because I think the game is all around him. The swamp is a circle pond. And they're everywhere. In every party. Whether it's the independent with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders ought to be against what's happening to Trump. Because they're going to do the same thing to Bernie. The Democrats don't like Bernie. Bernie's running on a Democrat platform, but he's a registered independent. I'd either forgotten that or I didn't realize that. And my brother argued with me this week. He stopped by in the office, and now I have to eat a little crow. But he's running on the Democrat Party side, even though he's an independent elected official. So, he ought to be more angry than anybody about this. But he's not. Elizabeth Warren's accusing him of sexism. And I don't think he's guilty of it with her. But I know that there was some scandals within his campaign back in 2016. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say a word about this
impeachment.
About Trump withholding that money from Ukraine. Well, I hear he's got a duty as a president to investigate what was going on between Biden and that old gas company, where that was. That's his duty as a president before he would give the money to Ukraine. So he was just doing his job.
Well, he was also checking the new president of Ukraine out to see if he was really going to be Ukraine's Trump. Because Ukraine is known for their corruption. And now it's coming out, Larry, and I'm sure you've seen this because it sounds like you watch a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
it's coming out that not only did President Barack Obama know about it, they were having meetings about it. And
yeah,
so,
Obama knew, yeah.
Well, yeah. We knew he knew about it. Obama, he couldn't not know about it. But he even met with them in Ukraine over it. So, yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a dirty mess.
Is
what
D.C.
is. What's that?
Okay, thank you, Matt.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Larry. you know, why do we listen to this left garbage today? Why do we listen to the political jargon, rhetoric today? Why do we even bother with it? We shouldn't give them the time of day. Well, the media gives them the time of day, don't they? It's nonstop. Regardless of who you're listening to, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or Beth Ann, it's nonstop. We keep repeating the lies over and over and over again. Now, if we didn't give them any credence and we didn't re-elect them, where would we be today? Do you think you'd be worse off without Nancy Pelosi or better off without Nancy Pelosi in California? Oh, Claire McCaskill's been singing things. She just thinks it's wonderful. She just thought it was a virtuoso what Schiff was doing. He's a genius. Yeah, so was Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote, genius. And we know that because he had his own business cards. Wile E. Coyote, genius. Well, what is it the left hates, and what is it that President Donald Trump is trying to do? Now, there's a group of Christians that don't like Trump because he has a past, he has a background. It's not what you would call moral. But what has he done in comparison to other presidents for life? He's got a 2020 campaign video that's going to focus on the right to life. It's supposed to come out today. Now, I've not seen it yet, but I got word from it. It's from appointing pro-life judges to defending Planned Parenthood. President Trump's track record demonstrates he's the most pro-life president in history. So this will be interesting to see. While the left is telling you to kill your children, and by the way, that's what Bloomberg told a pregnant woman in his offices once upon a time. She says she's pregnant. He says, well, just kill it. He's running for president, you know. And he's a very wealthy man as well. He's not one of us. Not anymore. And he's doing an apology tour. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of this day, this snowy day in Missouri. And normally I don't take too many guests in the last segment, but I'm going to make an exception because I really like Betty from Missouri. So we're going to go to, she strokes me a little bit, and that's always good for my my day. We're going to go to Betty from Missouri. Betty, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann, and thank you so much for all you do. I've been
trying to
watch this impeachment deal.
It's hard, isn't it?
For the past 3 days. Well, I've always had insomnia, but it's a good way to cure it. I mean, I cannot stay awake. I mean, it's just so monotonous and so scripted.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
they change
a word here and there, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And we had it on the first day or the second day? I can't remember. And Schiff went for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore. I muted I had him on the computer. We don't have TV in the office. One day maybe we will, but I had to mute it. I had to mute. I said, I can't take it anymore. Let me know when somebody else comes on.
I mean, it's so redundant.
And CNN was talking about what a wonderful job he did. It was a virtuoso, and I'm going, maybe they need to know the definition of virtuoso. Or maybe I need to know the definition.
if you've ever heard somebody constantly practicing on a violin who don't know how to play.
Screech, screech, screech.
That's pretty much a good example. I would say that describes it.
That could be painful.
Well, I tried to learn when I was a kid, and I remember my aunt just finally took it and took it back to the school. but that's what it reminds me of. It is so ridiculous.
If only we could do that.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. Oh, man.
It is.
The laugh today.
No, thank you. We needed it. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring it back to reality. The reality of it all is the American people are paying for this virtual.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping and praying, my whole church is praying, that this so-called trial will wake America up to what the truth
Amen.
Really is. And I think there's going to be a lot of good things come out of this that's going to just wipe all this right in the toilet where it needs to be.
Well, I think so, but
that's
we're finding out.
I'm going to get.
Okay. Well, as I said earlier in the show, we're finding out information now that's coming across and mm-hmm. emails and things that they have found, and they know that the DOJ has said that two of the four FISA warrants were illegal. They weren't done correctly. They weren't validated. In fact, it was the opposite. They knew they didn't have anything on them. That goes against
the
American people.
Based on some things, I think they're going to find out that Pelosi, one of her children is involved in this.
I think you're probably right. Her or some others or many others. They're all profiting, all of them.
Yeah, I think she is involved. She's her, one of her sons is involved in this along with Biden's son.
And what about Dianne Feinstein? With the, wasn't she the one that had the office manager from China? You know, I think the American people have been done, and this is what draining the swamp looks like, and it is painful because these creatures have claws.
You know what really bothers me, and this is just being a Christian, I can't help but wonder if there's one or two, even maybe more, Democrats who got caught up in this and are giving anything if they could just stop it.
Well, we
you know,
need
there's
to
always
for their strength
good guys on both sides
we?
And bad side, bad
You're
guys
right.
on both sides.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can't help but wonder how many are sitting there every day wanting to scream.
Wishing they had never taken that step. Temptation.
Yeah.
I think you're right. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for their boldness and their courage to do the right thing. Thank you, Betty.
Yeah.
Thank you for the laugh and for the encouragement. I appreciate it so very much.
I love you. I'm so proud to know you're out there.
Thank you. God bless you. And I don't know what part of Missouri you live in, but don't go outside.
Britain. No, we are outside. My husband wanted to have a snow fight, and you know I'm 80 years old, so it's not working too well.
Oh, my goodness. I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to still be having this snowball fight. Oh, my goodness. That is so much fun. You know what we should do? We should have Mike Lindell furnish us a pillow fight. He did that for a bunch of kids one time. There's pillow fight, National Pillow Fight Day, and I think we need to do that. All right. Thank you, Betty. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. You know, folks, we laugh, and we need to laugh. Laughter heals. But then we do need to get serious, because people like Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer and Nadler and many on the Republican side, they're serious. They're serious about keeping power. I had mentioned it a few, well, I've mentioned it more than once, but I believe the American people need to take a stand right now. When we have this election, how many days off are we? We're 283 days from the election. And vote against every single Democrat. Every single Democrat. Regardless. And then, those Republicans have nobody to hide behind, like Mitt Romney and Collins and Murkowski. It seems like there's one other. They have nobody to hide behind. They're either going to support this president or they're not. And let's even say Lindsey Graham, because he wobbles a lot. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. He hasn't... Anyway. And Mike Lee. Mike Lee hasn't been always on board either. And who's the other one there in Nebraska that I get upset with all the time? He's got a funny name.
Chef. Sass.
Sass. Because I always want to call him Sassy. Yeah, he's the one who voted in Nebraska for Nebraska to repeal COOL. That's how much he's standing up for the United States of America cattlemen.
And go back and listen to yesterday's show if you don't know what COOL is. It's very important that y'all know.
The country of origin labeling. It's important. CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to toot a horn just a little bit here. We're broke, but we are the only that I know of nationally syndicated talk show fighting for rural America. And most people that are fighting for rural America, they're not in these big foundations. They're not in these big places with big money. They're the humble folks, like that man that got in Elizabeth Warren's face and said, because of what you're doing, the rest of us that are doing the right thing, we're going to get taken to the cleaners. Because who's going to pay the taxes to make up for these people that get their debt wiped free? Are they going to get their money back because they paid their bills? No, they're not. I admire that guy. More people need to stand up and do the right thing. Problem is, Americans seem to have gotten lazy and want the government to pay for it. It doesn't work that way, folks. You got to understand, you pay for it, and that's why you need to bring America home.
Home!
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.